Just a few halakhot regarding the upcoming holiday, Shiavua Alinu L'Tova Be'ezrat Hashem, Hag HaShavuot. Of course, there is a Minhag Yisrael to stay up the whole night of Shavuot and study the Tikkun and then learn Torah. It is customary that on the night of Shavuot as well, that during the Tikkun, different refreshments are served, specifically, let's say, tea and coffee in order to keep the people awake. So the question then would arise, if a person is drinking, let's say, tea or coffee the whole night, or soft drinks, how many berachot does he have to make? So according to the halakha, so long as he makes a shakol on the first cup, all the other cups that he's going to drink for the rest of the night are covered with the first shakol, even though there's going to be, let's say, a big hefsek, even more than, let's say, 72 minutes in between, it's still covered, which means technically it's better for him to have kavanah, the first cup that he's drinking, that this shakol will poter me for all the drinking I'm going to do. So means he comes to the shul at 11 o'clock, he makes a shakol on the first cup of coffee at 4 o'clock in the morning, if he has another cup of coffee, he's still covered on that beracha. However, it should be noted, as we mentioned in the previous halakha, sometimes in the middle of the night of Shavuot, the guy wants to get some fresh air. So he walks out of the synagogue, he walks out of the building, he walks on the porch, walks around the block, or sometimes the people go to the mikveh or something like that. So then the halakha says when he comes back in, he is going to have to make another shakol niyavet baruch. Everybody agrees in that case, when he leaves the premise building per se, so the shakol niyavet baruch, even if he left people behind, there's other people sitting down still. Halakha says when he comes back, he has to make another shakol niyav baron. That should be noted. That's not only in the law of Shavuot. That's always like that. Person sitting down in his house, makes a shakol, walks out of his house, comes back in, his shakol has to be made. Again, this is the way Achav Avadiyah rules in Hilchot Yom Tov, Chazon Avadiyah, page Shin Yud Aleph.